This is the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 121.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, how you doing here? I got a Q&A show for you. This one is going to be short, quick, and to the point. I had an email that came in a couple of days ago. Actually, I've had two emails kind of around the same topic in the last week or so. So I figured I'd bang out a quick episode on this because, you know, chances are you're either faced with this or you might be faced with this in the future, or maybe you've gone through this in the past. But and it's about stop cutting corners, right? And so let me elaborate what I mean by stop cutting corners. When it comes to building a team and hiring people, you know, one of the challenges I continue seeing, there are solutions for, you know, turnover and hiring the wrong people and figuring out, because that's an area that in the past I've struggled with. I've made some bad hires in the past, and I've made some great ones, people that are still on the team today. And when I think back at some of the bad hires I've had, it's because I was trying to cut corners. It's because I had a pain and I wanted that pain gone. And so I just quickly brought in someone and I kind of adopted the out of sight, out of mind mentality. And that's the wrong approach. And so some of the questions that came in here in the course of the last week or so were about hiring virtual assistants to process leads and speak to sellers. And now, look, there might be some people out there who've been able to make that work, you know, where they can pay a virtual assistant in the Philippines or somewhere else $3 to $5 an hour, and they have them on the phone with sellers. And maybe you find, you know, the few rock stars that are able to, you know, that know how to process leads, effectively communicate with sellers, build rapport, etc. And to those people, fantastic. My experience is that those are few and far between. And I see too many people trying to cut corners on the important parts of their business, right? So whether it's hiring a virtual assistant to get on the phone with sellers, or, just maybe, I'm not thinking about anything else at the moment, but that's one area where I see so many people, again, cutting corners. And that's probably one of the last places in your business where you want to relinquish control to the wrong person. It's so important to focus on lead conversion in your business and not just lead generation. Everybody talks about, you know, generating leads, and people want the latest and greatest lead source or marketing piece. And matter of fact, this upcoming masterclass that I have here, we're going to talk about some pretty ninja things that can help help you make more money and help you close more deals. And so I'll leave that for Monday. So make sure you tune into Monday's masterclass. But what good is lead generation? Like some of the stuff we're going to talk about on Monday, you can spend money on getting the latest lead source, or if you're consistent and you're constantly marketing, but if you don't know how to convert those leads, what good is it? You're just kind of flushing money down the toilet, right? And so make sure that you get, you know, Jim Collins in that book, Good to Great, which I think I've alluded to it in the past. You definitely want to read that book. I mean, he talks about getting the right people on the right bus in the right seat. And that's one of the areas in your business where you don't want to screw up and drop the ball. You don't want to get, for the most part, I'm speaking in general, you don't want to get a $3 or $4 or $5 an hour virtual assistant on the phone with sellers. I would even say that you don't even want to get an answering service processing your leads, because you're just collecting data. And again, this is based on my humble experience, is that you want more than a data collector on the phone. You know, you want somebody that understands sales, understands customer service, knows how to communicate with sellers, knows how to identify, motivation, and if there's distress, and how they build rapport. And it's so much more involved than just getting you know, somebody to hop on the phone, collect some information, and then email it out to you so that then you can follow up. It's just an extra layer there that I think is pointless. Now, here's the caveat. If you have a full-time job, right, and you're wanting to do this business and you just have nobody else, so be it. If it's a Band-Aid solution for now, it's better than nothing. But you want to focus on getting the right people. And so I've never hired somebody, a salesperson that came from the timeshare industry, but one of the top sales trainers I know, that was a recommendation and a tip that he gave me. He says, you know, look for people that have had some shit sales jobs, right? And so what I mean by that are things that are hard to sell, you know, selling knives door to door, vacuum cleaners. Look for people that have gone through some sales training and have had the door or the phone shut on their face hundreds and hundreds of time. Look for people that have a lot of experience in the phone, whether it's in a customer service setting and they just have that right personality and can be trained on sales, because that's definitely a skill you can learn and acquire. But look for those types of people, you know, so people that have top producers in the timeshare industry. You know, timeshares can be challenging to sell. I don't think it's a particularly good product, but, you know, look for people that are able to effectively sell products and services that might be a bit challenging to sell, whether it's door to door, whether it's on the phone. Look for those types of people and make it worth their while. You know, another example, which I didn't think about earlier, but another example of cutting corners is not compensating your team well. You know, so if you find the right person is trying to cut corners as far as what you pay them, you know, oftentimes in life, guys, you get what you pay for. And so when you find the right person, make sure that you take care of them. You know, because while it may seem like an expense on the front end, I guarantee you it's going to cost you a whole lot more on the back end if you screw this part up. If you don't get the right person on, not only are you going to go back to the drawing board as far as trying to find somebody, all the time, energy, resources, money, everything you invest into that person, but the opportunity cost, right? I mean, in the past, you know, we've had some people on the phone that great people and they did their best. It wasn't the right fit. Like that wasn't their unique ability. And so I think back and I look at some of the opportunity costs, you know, I'd listen to certain calls that were recorded and I'd say, I would have closed that person like 100%. Or somebody else that has, you know, they hear something, but they don't hear, like it's like chess, right? Sometimes you hear something from a seller and you know, based on experience or based on certain training, you know to take the conversation down this path, but they might not hear that. They just might hear what they hear and they just go to the next question. And I had a good conversation with a good friend of mine, Chris Chico. I've had him on the podcast here a couple of times. I want to say I had him. If you haven't checked out those episodes, first time I had him on was for episode one. So, and then the second time I had him on was, I think, episode 102. So if you guys want to check those out, as with all our episodes, just go to flipempire.com/episode and the number. So in that case, episode one or episode 102. And we were talking about how that's a challenge that not only, you know, we have had in the past, but a lot of, you know, students that he works with, people I've worked with, investors that reach out to me, they're cutting corners, you know, just having the wrong person in the wrong role, or not, you know, not wanting to compensate certain people because they felt like it was an upfront expense versus an investment, right? And a couple episodes ago, I talked about, you know, cost versus value. So definitely check that one out as well. But anyway, I'm going to wrap this one up. Think about where you're cutting corners. You know, if you're not getting the results you want, start to take inventory of the different departments in your business and look at your business as certain departments, right? There's acquisitions, or you know, yeah, there's acquisitions, there's sales, there's the transaction coordinator side of the business. There's, you know, and all that can be lumped into operations. You know, you have finance. I mean, think about the different departments in your business and ask yourself where the leaks in the boat are, so to speak. So anyway, I will definitely want to encourage you to check out this Monday's masterclass, upcoming masterclass. It's going to be episode Well, anyways, I'm not sure what the number of the episode, but check it out. It's going to be released. It should be released this Monday. And we're going to talk about some cool stuff that I think can take your direct mail game to another level and can really help you out if you're experiencing some bottlenecks in that issue. So would love for you to share this episode. Reach out to me on social media. Let me know what you think. And other than that, I really look forward to connecting with you here on Monday. Take care.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.